heard that the earliest clockwork components ever invented actually work on a very simple principle. You take a long object made from durable material, bend it, and wait for it to return to its original shape. As it rebounds, you can use the energy it gives off to power gears and stuff. And then you basically have an engine.
A long object made from a durable material. You know what that reminds me of? Cryo and pyroregis vines, don't you think?
Ooh, of all the things you could have thought of, why those two? But come to think of it, the regis vines are pretty good at whipping their stalks around.
And they're really strong, too. If you let them charge up their energy and swing at you, they'll knock down anyone in their path, even me. And we both know how strong I am.
So, are you saying that you could turn the regis vines into a clockwork mechanism?
Well, think about it. Since cryo and pyro lifeforms are highly incompatible, if we put them both next to each other at a slight incline, so their necks are tilted towards one another, they'd spin non-stop to avoid touching each other. It would be the world's most powerful clockwork mechanism. Once we found a way to harness it, it would generate enough energy to power most of the machines in Fontaine.
Oh, yeah, you're right! This is a genius idea! Eat your heart out, Fontaine Research Institute! All we need to do now is find a way to bring the regis vines to Fontaine, put them in position, and... Wait a sec. How the heck are we gonna get those overgrown ferns to Fontaine?
As soon as we've tackled the minor issues of practicality and cost-effectiveness. How about we explore the details ahead of us later?